I think it will definitely progress as a band. I don't think that you can record record after record and still do the exact same thing. But it'll always be in the same vein. It'll always be like fast sing-along whatever songs. And but I just think that as we play, we're getting better as musicians and we're getting better as songwriters and lyricists.
Blink-182 received a number of honours for their latest album. The Blockbuster Award saw them pick up the favourite new artist group, with the Backstreet Boys, Ricky Martin and Kid Rock also picking up awards. Enema of the State was voted 10th Best Album of the Year in the Wall of Sound Readers' Top 25 Albums of 1999. Surprisingly, they finished up ahead of several acts that might have been expected to beat them. Korn, Britney Spears and Eminem all scored lower than Blink-182. By entering the top 10, they were in the company of long-standing favourites such as Nine Inch Nails and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. The year 2000 would turn out to be the band's best year so far. The second single from the album was All the Small Things, released in February. It was an instant hit. Almost every radio station in the United States added it to their playlist, and MTV began playing the video several times a day. The video again featured a certain amount of nakedness from the band, but a good deal of humour too. The Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears, and Christina Aguilera all found themselves being parodied by the band, who gratuitously ripped off their videos. Tom was featured wearing a blonde wig and a skimpy bikini, running along a beach and playing with a puppy, which eventually dragged him to the ground and attacked him. Another clip saw Mark rolling around in some flowers, as in the video Genie in a Bottle, except that Mark proceeded to eat the flowers. Music video channels took great pleasure in playing All the Small Things, next to the Backstreet Boys video. Whereas the fans in the boy band video held placards saying, "We love you," Blink-182's fan held signs saying, "Travis, I'm pregnant." Unsurprisingly, the Backstreet Boys were unavailable for comment. All the Small Things was the band's breakthrough hit. Enema of the State quickly headed towards the top of the album charts, despite having stayed in the lower reaches for some months. Suddenly, things were really happening for Blink-182. They featured on the cover of Rolling Stone and numerous other magazines, and they were invited to appear on many TV shows. MTV Europe featured their song choices for an entire hour, during which time they lived up to their reputation, flirting shamelessly with the young presenter and making jokes about Ricky Martin. Even though their album had been released the previous year, Blink-182 were the most exciting band of the year 2000. Bigger things were predicted for the summer. The early months of 2000 were taken up with the Big Day Out tour. The annual rock package took in the United States, Europe and Australia, although it failed to reach the UK. The headlining spot was rotated between the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Nine Inch Nails and the Foo Fighters, with Blink-182 being given the slot before the headliners. By the end of the tour, they had been seen by some 500,000 people. In May, the band took to the road for another tour of the United States, with 28 dates planned, including one show in Toronto, Canada. Support came from veteran Californian punks Bad Religion, a formative influence on almost every 90s punk act, and new boys Phoenix, Texas, who counted Blink-182 as one of their main inspirations. Further shows were to be added, with the band expecting to be touring the world again by the middle of July. In August, they would play their first major gig in the United Kingdom, being booked to appear at the Reading Leeds Festival in the company of Somerset Pop Punks A, Rage Against the Machine and Placebo. There are plans for a new album in late 2000, although whether this happens remains to be seen. Blink-182 are still riding on the back of Enema of the State, and the wave shows no sign of slowing down. The band are already being called the punk phenomenon of the millennium, and they're now firmly fixed in the Punk Rock Hall of Fame alongside contemporaries like The Offspring. With every other teenager hailing Blink-182 as their heroes, it won't be long before they have the world at their feet.
Thanks for buying Maximum Blink 182. We hope you enjoyed it. Watch out for further titles on Chrome Dreams coming up soon. If you did enjoy it or have any comments or suggestions, write to us at Chrome Dreams, PO Box 230, New Malden, Surrey, UK. KT36YY or email on mail@chromedreams.co.uk. For more details on joining the Maximum Collectors Club and claiming your free CDs, check out our website at www.chromedreams.co.uk or look at the booklet inside this CD. Thanks again for listening and goodbye for now.